God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to you all here or at home. It's good to have you with us on this really important day in the life of our nation. It's good to be able to gather together as we were unable to do so last year. Just a practical notice, don't forget to take the booklet with you if you are coming with us to the War Memorial for the Act of Remembrance at 11.
Let us confess to God the sins and shortcomings of the world, its pride, its selfishness, its greed, its evil divisions and hatreds. Let us confess our share in what is wrong and our failure to seek and establish that peace which God wills for his children. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority and bring the families of the nations divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin to be subject to his just and gentle rule. Who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the book of Daniel. In the third year of King Cyrus, a word was revealed to Daniel. At that time, Michael, the great prince, the protector of your people, shall arise. There shall be a time of anguish such as never occurred since nations first came into existence. But at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumours of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places, There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. Gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Corrymeela community in Northern Ireland is a community, and I quote, rallied around one inspirational idea: together is better. And I begin and end this morning's sermon with a prayer of theirs that I found the other day. God of the histories we tell, God of the histories we don't, on either side of a border, you are there. May we, in living out our faith, never pretend that there is a way to make ourselves purer or more righteous or holier by separating ourselves from those that you will never stop loving. We'll come back to that prayer at the end, but for now, join me on a visit to our loft at the vicarage, a loft I vowed when I moved in that we would never fill. Now, in my defence, it's not full, and we have got rid of a lot of stuff, but there's still stuff we want to keep but have nowhere else to store it. Sound familiar to anyone? And amongst those things are some toys and games the children had when they were younger. Listening to Neil McGregor's wonderful radio programme being repeated at the moment, The History of the World in 100 Objects, on my travels last Monday, I was reminded how objects do take us to a time and a place. So the other day, whilst taking something up, I found the box of those large, colourful Duplo Lego bricks, and through them was transported back to a time a few years ago now, to living room floors where great constructions were built. With Duplo, big is best. So you almost always build big towers or big walls. And it's walls I want to dwell on today, because it seems from a young age we learn and like to build walls, something that we pick up again perhaps in our own homes, especially in a place, a community like ours. For if you spend a bit of time walking around this parish, you will see how a great deal of effort goes into the walls or the fences or the hedges that divide us from our neighbours. There are good reasons for this, of course. We like our privacy, we need our own space, and let's be honest, neighbours are not always easy to get on with. So the often quoted words of the poet Robert Frost in his poem Mending Wall ring true: good fences makes for good neighbours. Walls are necessary, and indeed we are gathered within them today, a temple we love. And it was, to turn to the gospel for today, the temple at which Jesus was looking at, sat on the Mount of Olives. The disciples were impressed by the walls. What large stones and what large buildings. Jesus, though, isn't. And as he looks into the future, he says, not one stone will be left here upon another. The verses that follow are challenging as he talks of wars and nation rising against nation. We look back from a different vantage point, yet today of all days, we know that there is truth in his words. But I wonder how many of those conflicts began in some way because there was, not always physically of course, a wall that divided and separated people in one way or another. And if we think of ourselves today, we can be impressed by walls because they give us a sense of security. And across the pond not long ago, an election manifesto pledge of the last president was to build a wall. And here we return to Frost's poem, who goes on to ask, before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or out. Now, walls serve a purpose. They can be helpful, but they can also divide and separate, something we know too from history. Just think of the Berlin Wall and how, when it fell, it meant so much more than restoring the connection between East and West Berlin. That fall symbolized freedom. And St. Paul knew something about this imagery himself when he wrote to the Christians of Ephesus that Christ has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. And that Christ is who we come to meet here this morning, the Christ in whom there are no borders and barriers, who breaks down the walls that separate us, something that is symbolized, of course, by our gathering together around this table where all are welcome. And as we are fed, our vision is, we pray, renewed. And we strive to see the world as God sees it, where there are not winners and losers, or goodies and baddies, but beloved people in every place and continent, on either side of the walls we build. The tightrope we walk in our worship today is to honour those who have given their lives for the freedom we enjoy, but in doing so, not to think that God is on our side. To sing, O God, our help in ages past, as if that means God was our help and no one else's. For the walls we build, the conflicts we fight, the lives that have been lost, grieve God's heart of love. And if we look at ourselves in the mirror for a moment, and ask, how often do we build high walls to protect or to hide from that which we find difficult? Perhaps it's necessary, but let us never forget that God is not held captive by the walls we create, but on both sides, gnawing away at the foundations until they crumble. The Corrymeela community has a history of working for reconciliation in Northern Ireland. That land has known the cost of building walls. That land knows that we are better together. And one of the key figures in the story of that community, Ray Davey, having witnessed the destruction of Dresden from a prisoner of war camp in the Second World War, knew that what he had seen could never be the way. That we are better together. And it is to a prayer of that community with which I end on this Remembrance Sunday, when we look back with a strange mix of thankfulness and sorrow, and forward, defiantly hoping still that the walls that continue to divide and separate will crumble and fall. God of the histories we tell, God of the histories we don't, on either side of a border you are there. May we, in living out our faith, never pretend that there is a way to make ourselves purer or more righteous or holier by separating ourselves from those that you will never stop loving. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Lord of all, please respond, give us your peace. Lord of all, give us your peace. Please sit or kneel to pray. As people all over the world gather in unity on this special day to pray for those who gave their lives for justice and for peace, we bring to you, Lord, our love and concern for the world, and our hopes and prayers for a lasting peace. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the way of peace. Come into the brokenness of this world with your healing love. Help us to be willing to bow before you in true penitence and to bow to one another in real forgiveness. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, melt our hard hearts and consume the pride and prejudices which separate us from each other. Fill us, Lord, with your perfect love, which casts out fear and binds us together in that unity which you share with the Father and the Holy Spirit forever. Lord of all, give us your peace. In our cycle of prayer, we are asked to pray today for the Anglican Church of Australia, as they honour those in the Australian and New Zealand armed forces who lost their lives in two world wars. We pray for all services of remembrance taking place in our communities today, that all who take part or observe this act of honour may stop to reflect and pray that there may be no more war and peace may prevail. We particularly particularly pray for the work of the Royal British Legion, help for heroes, and all groups working with ex-servicemen and women, and for the clergy who are chaplains to them. Lord of all, give us your peace. In our community, we hold in memory and pray for all those who are named on our war memorials, and all local people who are currently serving in our armed forces. And today we pray for the residents of Cricklegate. May their lives and homes reflect your love. Lord of all, give us your peace. We remember this morning all those who are sick, in mind, body, or spirit. For those who feel alone in their suffering. Those in hospital or nursing homes. And those who care for their needs. And we mention those who have asked for our prayers. Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Thomas Hadley, Jeff Blowers, and Patrick Crowley. Touch their lives with yours, Lord, and bring them comfort. Lord of all, give us your peace. We pray for those who are nearing death, and we ask you to welcome into your kingdom those who have faithfully lived out their days. Mary Metcar, Bill Godson, and we pray for those who are in long-term care. Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. And for all those who have given their lives in wars and conflict. As we miss their physical presence, we thank you for the gift of their lives. Speak your peace and reconciliation, Lord, to our broken world, and show us how to reach out to each other in love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You bring forth bread from the earth. Blessed be God forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. You create the fruit of the vine. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth, giver of life and conqueror of death. By his death on the cross, your Son, Jesus Christ, offered the one true sacrifice for sin, breaking the power of evil and putting death to flight. Through his resurrection from the dead, you have given us new birth into a living hope, into an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. The joy of resurrection fills the universe, and so we join with angels and archangels and with all your faithful people, evermore praising you and singing. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood. Who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of peace, whose Son Jesus Christ proclaimed the kingdom and restored the broken to wholeness of life, look with compassion on the anguish of the world, and by your healing power make whole both people and nations through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. God of truth, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the bread of life. Strengthen our faith that we may grow in love for you and for each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen.
This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. We meet in the presence of God. We commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between the nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who in bereavement, disability, and pain continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts past and present have been given and taken away.
They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. Almighty and eternal God, from whose love in Christ we cannot be parted either by death or life, hear our prayers and thanksgivings for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love, and bring us all with them to your eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us commit ourselves to responsible living and faithful service. Will you strive for all that makes for peace?
We will.
Will you seek to heal the wounds of war?
We will.
Will you work for a just future for all humanity?
We will.
Merciful God, we offer to you the fears in us that have not yet been cast out by love. May we accept the hope you have placed in the hearts of all people and live lives of justice, courage, and mercy through Jesus Christ, our risen Redeemer.
Save our gracious Queen, long live our noble Queen,
God, grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord. And to us and all God's servants, life everlasting, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.